Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Barbara Moran, you are back.
I am. So excited to talk about radiation in the ocean.
Yes, radiation. Let's do it. My first question for you, Barb, our WBUR climate and environment correspondent. What is a becquerel?
A becquerel is a measurement of radioactivity in water. So there's all kinds of ways to measure radioactivity, and that is the way that I'm using it in this story, because we're talking about radiation in water that's going into the ocean.
Yeah.
Some people measure it in curies, which is named after, you know, Marie Curie, who got cooked from radium and died.
I'm sorry.
Just saying.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
The history of radiation is fascinating.
Well, all this becquerel talk, right? It's on my mind because you have a story that's kind of a sequel of sorts, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. a continuation of mm-hmm. your coverage,
yes.
of a company that proposes to dump water that's contaminated with radioactive waste into Cape Cod Bay.
Correct.
You were on the show previously. Can you take us through that to bring us up to speed for folks who may not be aware of what's going on there?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do a little recap. Okay,
yeah.
So there used to be a nuclear power plant in Plymouth, Massachusetts, called Pilgrim, like the Pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
It closed down a few years ago and then began a process called decommissioning, because you can't just leave a nuclear power plant there and knock it down because it's full of, you know, radioactive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a company came forward called Holtec. They're based in New Jersey. And they said, we want to decommission this plant. We've never done it before, but we're pretty sure we can do it. We have, you know, some skills in this area, but we could do this in way shorter time than previously done. So most decommissioning of power plants takes 20 or 30 years. And they said they could do it in 8 or 10. And then about a year ago, they come out with this plan of what to do with all this radioactive water. So there's a bunch of radioactive water left in the plant that was used to cool the nuclear fuel rods and do other stuff. There's like about 1 million gallons left. And they said, well, we're going to take this water and we're going to clean it up and we're going to dilute it and we're going to dump it into Cape Cod Bay to get rid of it.
Mm.
And everybody said,
Yeah.
Really? You want to do that?
Is that a good idea?
Yeah. And, okay, to be fair, that this is a way that nuclear power plants get rid of slightly radioactive water. This is a thing that is done, okay? But the way that this is rolled out and the amount of water that we're talking about has kind of got people up in arms and freaked out. Everybody I talk to is opposed to it. I mean, except, of course, the nuclear people. But, mm-hmm. you know, fishermen, shell fishermen, politicians, you know, residents of the Cape. So there's been a sort of growing opposition to this. Mm-hmm. So last time we talked, people had wanted to know what was in the water, this million gallons of water. And Holtec says, yeah, it's radioactive, but don't worry about it. But what they agreed to do was take water samples and get them tested to mm-hmm. see exactly what the radioactivity was in it.
And that's why we're here today, right? You're giving us that update.
The results came back. Yep. The state went and took some samples, and the results came back last week. So,
drum roll.
So they send out these results, and it's all these, like, numbers. It's gobbledygook. You know, I don't know what to make of this, right? Mm-hmm. So I go down to talk to this guy named Ken Bissler at Woods Hole. So Ken Bissler is this guy. He's like my radiation unicorn, right? Because he's an oceanographer, and his specialty is radiation in the ocean. So I took these numbers, and I said, Ken, here are the numbers. Can you sort of make sense of them for me, right? And he does some, like, math. And then smart guy math. So he comes back to me the next day, and he says, wow. He's like, these numbers are higher than I thought.
Oh.
And I said, oh.
Uh-oh.
And he said, so here's some context. He looked at two specific radioactive elements.
Mm-hmm.
Tritium is one. And he said, okay, the tritium levels are about a million times higher than the background levels in the ocean. So what's in there now. And then this other one, cesium, the levels are about 200 million times higher than the background levels in the ocean.
Okay, wait, I gotta ask you, what do these chemicals do to the body?
Yeah, okay, well,
to the human body, I should say.
It's all about, like, dose, right? So this stuff in the nuclear power plant, the stuff that's in there is, like, really concentrated and toxic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not proposing to dump this stuff straight into the ocean, right? They're gonna treat it to get it, like, way down, and then dilute it to get it further down,
okay?
Get the levels further down. So there's a lot of controversy about what these elements might do to people or the environment at the levels that they want to put them out. There's less concern about the impact on humans. There's more concern about what it might do to the ecosystem and marine life, okay?
Right.
And so Ken Bissler, this guy, you know, he said to me, these levels are so high, like the cesium level is 200 million times higher than the ocean. And even if they treat it and get that down 99%, then they still end up with levels 2 million times higher. Here's how Ken put it together.
But when cesium is 200 million times higher than what's in the ocean, 99% won't cut it. And so they've got a big job ahead. And not only do they have a big job ahead, they have to prove after they've done it that they've brought that cesium down to something where we aren't concerned.
So cesium is this element. It builds up in muscle tissue. So there's a concern that if it gets out there, it doesn't really, like, float around. It'll sort of clump down in the sediment, get into plants. The fish will eat it. It'll build up in fish tissue. These things can sort of accumulate in the ecosystem over time. And this is what is, you know, concerning. And so Bissler, the oceanographer, is saying we really need to do a lot more research before they go dumping things.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we are back. This sounds pretty bad. With that said, there is a plan to treat this water, right?
Correct. Right. So the way they would treat the water is they would put it through various filters and other systems that get the radiation levels down. And then they dilute it. So they would dump it out in batches of, like, I think it's 18,000 gallons that's diluted almost a million gallons of seawater as it's going out over 5 hours, and do this a couple times a week, something like that.
Okay, a little bit at a time, I guess.
But what you just said to me, that this sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I said this to the Holtec guy. And I said, what do you say to people who say this sounds terrible? So, okay, here's your answer from the Holtec guy.
You know, discharge of radiation into the bay is, you know, something that certainly on the face of it sounds like a terrible thing. But this is not harmful. This is not harmful to the ecosystem, and it's certainly not harmful to human beings.
Barb, all right, that kind of reminds me of our last conversation where you asked me what comes to mind when I hear the word radioactive. And basically it was like the word radioactive, our reaction to it may be a little over exaggerated because there's radioactivity all around us. So it kind of sounds like that's what he's saying.
That is what he's saying.
To some degree.
Yeah. And he, you know, they keep saying, like, I know it sounds scary. Everybody's scared, but we know what we're doing and it's safe. Okay. So there can be some disagreement on that, et cetera. But I have almost come around to the point where I think it doesn't matter. Because of the attention this is getting, this is sort of this self-fulfilling prophecy in a way. Like, folks are worried that whether or not this stuff is safe, whatever you want to call safe, that the perception is so bad that it's going to hurt tourism, and it's going to hurt fishing industry, and it's going to hurt the shellfish industry, right?
Yeah.
And this is what I hear from, like, every single person I talk to down there. Mm-hmm. So I did talk to this one guy, Greg Morris. He owns an oyster farm in Duxbury, and he said pretty much what I hear from everybody.
Would you want to eat something that's tainted, you know? And that's the perception that a lot of people, even now, are saying to me, like, Jesus, Greg, what are you going to do? They're going to dump that, you know, we're not going to want to buy those. We're not going to want to eat those, you know? So the perception right there automatically is going to kill a market that we've developed.
The Holtec guy says, he says, well, we shouldn't make decisions based on perceptions and fear and hysteria. We should make perceptions based on science. I like facts and science and everything, but
don't we all? Yes.
Perception is real. So a couple of things are going to happen next. Ken Bissler at Woods Hole and a few other scientists down there, now that they have this information of what exactly is in there, they are going to do some more studies to look at the flow of where this stuff might go in the bay if they dumped it like they're saying, right? Mm-hmm. So you can have a little more sense of what strength this might be at once it gets out there, and if it's going to get, like, clogged up in certain places in the bay, or, you know, that kind of thing. Holtec has applied. They can't dump it now, right, because they don't have the permits. So they've applied for federal and state permits to be able to do it. And those will take probably another 6 to 8 months. So there's a little bit of a downtime before the next,
yeah,
you know, the next craziness happens.
Mm-hmm. And this was also a focus of a U.S. Senate hearing, too, right?
So, like, that's correct.
Even,
yep,
like, federal lawmakers are paying attention to this. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. There's a lot of attention getting paid to this because this is the first decommissioning that Holtec has done. And they have, like, three or four other plants that they are planning to do or starting to do. So everybody's kind of watching Pilgrim to see mm-hmm. what happens, right? And it's kind of a national or even maybe international test case,
yeah.
right, for how this goes forward.
And then to add to that, they're putting off their plan to fully decommission the power plant.
So, yes, the other thing that happened last week was that Holtec announced that they are going to delay the completion of the decommissioning for 4 years. And that was kind of a surprise to everybody. Like, nobody saw that coming. And they gave a couple reasons for it. One is that the trust fund, there's this big trust fund of money that they use to decommission it. And it's kind of like didn't do very well because of the economy. And then they also said this whole wastewater thing is, you know, a mess, and that's slowing everything down too. So it's like, I'm starting to wonder if they're thinking like they've bit off a little more than they could chew in this case, you know, like they're like, these pesky New Englanders sure are a pain in the butt.
All we want to do is just dump a little radioactive wastewater in Cape Cod Bay, you know?
Right. Come on, people. So I feel like there's been missteps on their part, right? Communication missteps that now, you know, have blown into a deep distrust, I would say.
Barbara, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming through to The Common.
As always, thank you for being interested in this. It's kind of like nerdball stuff, so I'm happy that you're interested. Thank you.
We love it over here. We love it. That's WBUR climate and environment correspondent Barbara Moran. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have any thoughts on dumping radioactive wastewater in Cape Cod Bay, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.